household.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's a new week, it's a Monday, and we're starting off the week with a huge interview, a great guest. We have Ori Hofmeckler on today with us. How are you doing, Ori?
I'm very well. How are you, Carl?
Excellent, excellent. And possibly what will go down in history as the seminal work related to the effects of building muscle, the reason that we should be training, was released last week, Unlock Your Muscle Gene. This is an amazing book. It's not often that there is something that I like to call an original thought in the world today. Quite often, we regurgitate, we reprocess, we rebrand, we repurpose, but never before has anyone written about the concepts in the book, Unlock Your Muscle Gene. And in my humble opinion, this is a book written by a genius. And I'm saying that sincerely to you, Ori. I know that you don't think of yourself in those terms, but this book is going to be the foundation for other books that will build upon what you are talking about in this book. When did you first get this idea to combine anthropology with muscle building and look back at our prehistoric ancestors and say they were much stronger than us? Why?
Since the army, I have been interested in human survival. This is actually the subject that I'm interested most. But it's not really a subject. It's a topic that involved multiply factors. And many years ago, I already encountered great research that shows the connection between muscle genes that develop your muscle, and your survival. And that's not just for humans. That's for other species as well. I did some work about species survival and extinction. And there are certain kind of patterns that appear in each species. And you can see that great species that dominated the Earth about 30 million years ago or 60 million years ago were extinct not because of earthquakes or, some kind of environmental climate, not even because of the Ice Age, because they gave up on certain kind of critical features of the species. Either they gave up on certain kind of a feeding capacity, or they are even birds that gave up the ability to fly because for a few million years they could run and hunt instead of flying. Overall, giving up of certain kind of features caused the extinction of the species. I came to the conclusion already years ago that we humans today have been in the process of giving up critical features of our survival.
Now, I gotta ask you something. Wait, before you go on, I have to ask you this question. Are we giving them up, or is there a process that some people like to call eugenics taking place where social mores, social structures are actually making some of these qualities undesirable? And like the masculinity in men is becoming undesirable today.
I couldn't say it better than you just positioned it right now, Carl. You got an amazing talent to say things so simply and so clear. Yes, we have been pushed to give up critical survival feature of the human species because of our easy to follow, very convenient lifestyle. The industry and the modern civilization have been pushing us to become less and less capable to survive. the modern human today has been losing statistically his testosterone. He's losing his virility, not just male, we female as well. The capacity to, basically the capacity to multiply, that means have sex and bring new generation.
Procreate, right, right.
We are losing our ability to handle stress, physical and mental. And we are smart enough to invent gadgets that give us the illusion that we don't need all this physical, mental, virile, survival capabilities. But we do. As a species, we do. And we are not the only one. There are other species. I'll tell you, I was walking symbolically. I was doing a walk on a huge bird, 6 foot. The name was Diatrima. She used to be a great predator flyer with a head that looks like an eagle head.
Right.
But for some kind of a reason, that bird developed an amazing capacity to run and hunt by running. And over a few million years, she gave up the ability to fly. It took 30 million years for the mammal to develop, to start to steal her eggs from the seashore. And that's how she was extinct. Her ability to keep her original feature disappear. She used to nest before in high rock.
Up high, right, exactly.
High. And she lost this ability because what I call species vanity. It just become easier for her to hunt while running. We are symbolically the same thing. It's easier to today to just sit on your back and make money click, and some people manage to do that. So the money give you power. This is not an illusion. Money is power. But this power doesn't give you biological power.
Right.
And it is amazing, Carl. Don't you see how some of the most powerful, smarter men and women on earth have no idea how to survive and suddenly die young?
Well, we said we're going to talk about this, and I want to talk about this. We have a couple minutes before the break, so we'll start out with this. But you mentioned about Steve Jobs. He should have never died, you said, at this age.
Steve Jobs should not have died from this kind of disease of pancreatic cancer. It's not inherent. It's a disease that can, by all means, can be prevented. And look, I don't know all the details, and I don't want to say anything big. I think the guy is a genius.
Right.
He's one of the greatest genius on earth.
And a gentle and kind man also.
Yeah, a great guy. But his death, in my opinion,
was unnecessary.
Could be preventable.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He is a victim.
He was a vegan. He was a vegan on top of it. And if anything, those who proclaim the vegan diet claim that it's very chemoprotective.
Well, you know what? In this case, and I can only speculate because I know many vegans, I've been dealing with many vegans, their diet is usually high glycemic. It's not low glycemic.
Ah.
Within the parameters of being a vegan, you eat a lot of refined grains.
Bread, right.
Cakes and cookies. You go to the health food store and you see. And that can really shatter your whole metabolism.
Yeah.
There are two hormones. And I think in Unlock Your Muscle Gene, the whole idea is human survival. It's not just muscular development. It's how you know how to trigger these genes that help you better survive, in my opinion, literally, you can double your lifespan. It may be too late for me. It may be even too late for you, Carl.
Oh, I know it is. I'm not going to double my lifespan, but I promise I'm going to live past 100. That's
you can. You certainly can. So the whole concept now, this is not typical fitness. This is not how to look at the mirror and check the size of your muscle. This is how to build a quality body. A body that by the age of 65 can be biologically no more than 25.
And before we go into the break, I want to tell you why this may be more important now than ever before. The United States is in a perilous position today economically. There are those extremists out there who are buying up guns every single week and stocking their basements full of canned goods because they believe there's an apocalypse coming. Now, I'm not saying that this is accurate. But there are people out there who are saying that when the proverbial poop hits the fan here in the United States financially and our dollar plummets to near valueless, the have-nots will be attacking the haves, which is what happens in countries when this type of dilemma occurs. And I had this conversation just this weekend with a gentleman who believes that. I said, you know what? You can have all the canned goods and guns you want, but if your body is not up for the challenge, you will be devoured by the masses. This is one of the few times, perhaps, that the notion that only the strong shall survive may really mean something in the history of this country right now. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to explore to a greater degree the book Unlock Your Muscle Gene. You can get a copy of it where finer books are sold and at Amazon.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Ori Hoffmeckler.
Two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Ori Hoffmeckler, one of the original thinkers in the physical culture game. And why not? Because his goal isn't aesthetics, to look better. His goal is survival. And believe it or not, survival is the most primal instinct in every single cell in your body. our body, we are programmed to survive until we procreate, and then we're built, we're programmed to die to make room for the offspring. So survival is the most basic of tools. Okay, Ori, you were one of the first people to ever discuss intermittent fasting as well as fasted training. Way, way back, long, long time ago. Now it's become quite a popular industry in and of itself. Lots of people are making money promoting intermittent fasting. Out of the woodwork, there are some who are saying now that intermittent fasting, and especially fasting and training, could be damaging to DNA. Could you speak about that, please?
Yeah. You just talk about survival, and I just like to add one word.
Please, please.
That we talked about it before. It's the survival of the fittest. And that principle applies biologically on the macro, on the micro level as well. This means your body does not want to carry sick cells. You have programmed to destroy sick cells, tumors, recycled broken protein. Your body want to get rid of any garbage, whether it's toxin, metabolic waste, or sick cells. The survival of the fittest is a principle that apply. It's a strong biological principle that apply for every organism that needs to thrive. And when you lose the ability to destroy all this negative element and sick cells and tumor, you basically, your life is under a serious threat. And instead of thriving, you're in the process of dying. Now, the idea, back to your question, the idea of training while fasting is a classical combination of certain kind of a stress that apply on the body and force it, it's a primal stress that force it to search and destroy every sick cell and tumor, every broken fiber, every broken protein has to be recycled. There is a system inside each of us. It's called the ubiquitin system. It's a system of enzymes that are triggered to digest and recycle any negative element in your body. And this system reach maximum effectiveness when you train while fasting. In my book, I did not recommend training by fasting literally. You don't have to do it every time. But if you do it, you mimic something that your ancestor, Carl, if you live 10,000 years ago, you would be forced
right.
to train while fasting.
Right.
There was
because,
no other choice. Life was not dandy. There was no bagel arrived. There was no GNC. There was no cookies or chocolate or nothing available to primal humans when they're under stress, they needed to hunt, run away, or fight. So the idea of training by fasting may not increase your strength, but will make you extremely resilient, and it will trigger biological mechanism that recycle your tissues. So it's not the survival of the cell, it's the survival of the tissue. That means your body will sacrifice the sick cell, the weak cell, to recreate new one. You have billions and billions of stem cells in your brain and your muscle and other tissues as well, ready to commit and differentiate into new cells. You can actually replicate yourself numerous times, but modern men do not use any of them. In fact, most people don't trigger any of these mechanisms. We are constantly fed, and even if we train, we don't take maximum advantage, biological advantage of the training. This is my message. Hey, stop for a second and make your priority. Carl, your priority are strong. You want to better survive. As far as aesthetics, I truly believe that the good survival, the good survivors also look good.
Right.
I mean, they are lean, they are functional, they may be not freakily big, but they are strong enough and agile enough to carry themselves through the ages and still look like biologically young. So the question of aesthetic is really a question of really understanding who you are. I mean, there are multiply articles that were written by evolution biologists about human aesthetics. Well, apparently, what looks good is something that scientists believe all over the world that we have an attraction to healthy look. A man is attractive to a woman that looks healthy because he wants
healthy offspring.
Exactly. He wants healthy mother for his offspring.
In fact, this premise is so specific, it's so intelligent that the what we take for granted as something as a pastime, which is kissing, when in our genetics, when a woman kisses a man, she is actually assessing his biology to see if he has things that her body is lacking, so that if they have offspring, they will be a composite of these things, and the offspring will be stronger than either one of the parents. This is actually taking place.
Absolutely. This is so true. There is a search. A woman today is not the woman that existed 10,000 or 20,000 years ago.
Right.
20,000 years ago, the men had the mental capacity to be the alpha male. That means not dominated by the other male. He has to be hard and strong to protect the offspring from other people or other
threats.
Predators or whatever.
Right. Any threat, right.
Today, so that was the concept of primal power. I think I wrote in my book the concept of Darwin and tried to prove it, the concept of the strong hand. So, and vice versa, a man was looking at the woman. He was looking for the curves. He was looking for something that could potentially be a healthy mother of his offspring. Today, the concept is different because money is power. And again, I'm not against money. I think it is power, but it's not a biological power. So today you can be a nerd with no biological strength, with even genetic pool, which is damaged or inferior, but yet, because you have the money, you can mate with women, you can be attractive to women. But my point is, and in the book, it's time to remove all these false curtains. Move money aside. Move social status aside. And let's go to the primal power of ourselves. And in this primal power, our main attraction, physical attraction, what's called beauty or attraction or aesthetics, is to the healthy features. And if each of us, each gender has its own unique feature. I think one of the things that we discussed before, Carl, is the fact that humans are the highest testosterone species. We inherited two gene mutations to help us carry high testosterone. This hormone and the hormone insulin are the most important hormones, if I can say so, in the human body.
Okay.
They are connected to each other. We can't allow ourselves to lose either of them. And today, in our modern life, these are the biggest victims.
Yes.
Of our modern life.
Everybody's diabetic. They have no control on insulin any longer. And testosterone levels in young, otherwise healthy men in their 20s and 30s is at an all-time low. So much so that the labs throughout the United States have had to change their assay and move the low end. It used to be 380 nanograms was hypogonadal, and now it's 250. Because so many men are presenting below 380, they had to say, well, that's not hypogonadal anymore. We need to go down below that. You're right. The testosterone levels are dropping in society today because of we're being bombarded by phytoestrogens and estrogenic compounds. But more importantly, we're being suppressed. Testosterone levels are being suppressed by sociological changes as well.
Sociological and diet, bad diet. It's not just diet which is high glycemic, which is one of the biggest culprit. It's a diet which is a testosterone shattering diet. I think we talk.
Yeah, no fat, no fat, low fat.
It's the no fat, low fat. Right. It's a diet that is based on hunger food. It's a diet that manipulates your brain to be to. It's feminizing your brain with peptides, with certain kind of hormones that keep you craving for estrogenic food, for sweet, soft estrogenic food. All the hormones. Testosterone is coming in a cocktail of hormones. If he's the leader, he has a gang of hormones around him that needs to be there. That's including thyroid, leptin, melanocortin, PPY. All of these are peptides and hormones and insulin. Of course, insulin is the number one. So insulin and testosterone go head to head. And when you lose your insulin, and you let hunger peptide take over your brain, rest assured that you're going to lose your testosterone and there is not going to be no mercy and no way to recover it. The Unlock Your Muscle gene really focus on that subject. It shows you certain kind of dietary plans and training to restore your key hormone, the key human hormone, which is insulin, testosterone, and the satiety peptide. It shows you how to train your brain to regain this primal power that our ancestors have and we are losing today. And it is not that complicated. It's really a matter of one thing, adaptation to hunger and hardship. Yes. Scientists all over the world, Carl, I think we discussed it before, already agree that our key hormones are programmed to a world of scarce and hardship, not to
abundance.
A world of plenty and indulgence.
Right, right.
But
right.
Everywhere that you go, Carl, the industry bring you the message of plenty and indulgence.
Right.
We have been brought up to make money, to make our life easier. While if we are smart, it's good to make money. It's good to succeed. It's good to compete. This is, by the way, some of the testosterone features make us competitive.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But use your money. Be smart to mimic the lifestyle.
Well, I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk more about the lifestyle, and I also want to investigate the concept of the style of training that you talk about in Unlock Your Muscle Gene. Everybody should get a copy of this book. This takes us beyond just training, but it emphasizes why we need to train the way we train. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. AnaboleMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnaboleMinds.com today and get into the action. AnaboleMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its
ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get strong. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just over the newswire, just got this information from Tom Bilyeu over at Quest Protein Bar. They will be announcing their new prototype flavor today at the Quest Protein Bar Facebook page. You want to check that out. They are releasing new flavors, from what I understand, every week, I believe, now, for the next 5 weeks. So very, very exciting stuff. The peanut butter and jelly flavors out of this world, by the way. Okay. We're talking with Ori Hofmeckler. His book, Unlock Your Muscle Gene, will go down in history as one of the greatest contributions to exercise, physiology, and physical culture, in my humble opinion, because of the notion of the style of exercise that he talks about in this book that can possibly allow our cells to revert back, our muscle cells to revert back to the type of muscle fibers that our prehistoric ancestors had, who were as strong as apes. Now imagine that strength. Those of us who are out there training every day to eke out a minute amount of strength every week, and increasing our strength every week in small little increments, to be able to revert back to the type of strength that we had when we were cave people. When we could lift boulders and hurl them or lift trees out of the cave entrance. I mean, this is what we were. This is where we came from. Evolution has kind of washed it out of us. Ori, in Unlock Your Muscle Gene, you discuss a type of training, in my humble opinion, and maybe I want to make sure I explain it right, that combines strenuous resistance exercise with a fight or flight mechanism. Is that accurate?
This is very accurate. In most simple terms, it's combination of strength and speed together. Spread, and the, probably the most important element is high velocity exercise. That's what the human species needs to better survive. When you look back in time, people did not exercise or lifted weights. They yet were extremely strong and durable at that time. In fact, some scientists believe that humans carry different kind of muscle fiber, much closer to the great apes, gorillas and chimpanzees, or orangutans, than to humans today. I wrote a whole chapter about it. It's called the superhuman, the super muscle fiber hybrid. It's funny, you call your show Superhuman Radio.
Right.
I really believe in this concept.
Right.
There is a concept of superhuman. It did exist. We are losing this concept, but we shouldn't forget about it. I think big part of the book is to revive the idea that there is a superhuman, Let's define it. And a lot has to do with the composition of the muscle, because we have almost like this secret primal code, we still carry it, to develop a super muscle fiber hybrid. Because the human species exists here many more years than history. And I would say about 300,000 years ago, there's this evidence that humans were much, much stronger than we are today. And we are talking already about Homo sapiens, not just Neanderthals.
Right.
We are talking about Homo sapiens, not Homo erectus, Homo sapiens. Homo sapiens did exist 300,000 years ago. And the interesting concept is that for survival, you've got to incorporate, like other species, fight or flight activities. Fight activity always involves combination of strength and velocity and speed together. Yet, most training programs today separate between these two performance elements. Today, the typical fitness separate between endurance and strength, and separate between strength and speed. And if they are combined, like in mixed martial art, which I highly recommend, I think it's a good, very probably the best strength conditioning today is mixed martial art. However, it's not done even there methodically. The purpose of my book was to present a methodical training. I call it control fatigue training. Methodical training that train your neuromuscular system to not just keep itself intact, but develop and thrive until you reach a point that certain kind of muscle fiber that you already carry, it's called the type 2A, can convert or develop into a super muscle fiber hybrid. Now, why is it so important to talk about this certain muscle fiber? Because it's the only muscle fiber in the human body that can utilize both fuel, carbohydrates, and fat. It's a fast muscle fiber. It's not a slow muscle fiber, yet it can have a durability that can surpass the slow fiber and the capacity to sustain strength that can outperform any type to be fiber that bodybuilders usually use. So we are talking about a fiber that is already inherently superior, not just for the muscle, for your whole biological system. Carl, when you develop a muscle that can easily utilize both carbohydrate and fat fuel, you cannot get fat. You cannot get diabetics. Your energy level will always be higher. You're going to burn energy. Your engine will be humming even if you don't exercise.
Okay, so do we have, is there any evidence that we have any of these, even a small amount of these types of muscle fibers present in humans today?
Absolutely, there is evidence.
Okay.
First of all, look at, you know, Hall of Fame fighters. They can survive sometimes 15 minutes of non-stop fighting with amazing capacity to come back with vengeance.
Yeah, a minute later.
When everybody else would fall apart, take a bodybuilder, put him on this situation, he's not going to survive a few seconds. The only way that they can do it, if they develop the type 2A muscle fiber, and maybe even the type 2A super hybrid. There is no other way that they can survive it. When you look at these people, some of them are very lean. They don't even look very big. But amazingly, capacity to sustain strength. That means the strength, durability, and speed are combined together. And there is only one fiber that can allow you to do it. Is the type 2A super muscle hybrid. Now, not everybody can reach this. It's really a matter of relativity. So the first thing. And there's another thing. Let me just drop a couple of words for people to understand. Your body knows the truth. You're the biological program that proved itself called to keep us as a species alive on this planet for millions of years.
Right.
So this program is very strong. And in the muscle system, your muscle gene have a hierarchy. So when you challenge it, it can convert always the type 2B into the type 2A and not the other way. You cannot convert type 2A into type 2B. But you can convert type 2B into type 2A. That's an amazing phenomenon. It's like your body knows that muscular development have only one direction, not
right.
two direction.
Right.
It's the type 2A, and from type 2A to the type 2A super muscle hybrid. I came in much more details in the book, but the point is, when you train properly, you develop your muscular system. You don't just build it, you develop it. Develop needs mean it's becoming advanced. It's a better quality of muscle fiber. It is a fast muscle fiber that is red, not white. That means it has a high blood circulation and high capacity to oxygenate and metabolize energy. And it increases your overall metabolic rate. It protects you from obesity, diabetes, and other diseases. And indirectly, in my opinion, this is the fiber that will support your testosterone because it keeps your insulin intact.
Right.
It allows you to eat large amount of food, stay lean and functional.
See, this is something that the average person doesn't get, especially in this ever fattening society we have here in the United States. No one, doctors, you'll never hear a doctor say the word muscle. You'll never hear clinicians who are writing studies talk about muscle.
This is so true,
and
you say.
And you know what? But what you're realizing is what you need to realize is that the only thing that keeps you from developing diabetes is adequate muscle on your carcass, because that is what burns energy.
Absolutely true. There's no question about it. This is the number one remedy. It is the number one remedy.
But you'll never get a doctor to tell you, go out and put on some muscle. They'll never say these words, ever, ever, ever. And this is an atrocity of medicine today.
Because we are living in a society which is not muscle oriented.
Well, it's not strength oriented. Strength, you know what it is?
Not survival oriented.
Right. We are suppressing the strongest qualities of our species, because those who run the countries do not want strong individuals. They want docile, easy to manage, and possibly even psychologically impaired with drugs like antidepressants, which make them walking dead. That's what they really want. But just go to work and pay your taxes so the government has money to spend. That's really what it comes down to. It's sad to say, but that's what it is. All right, look, we're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Ori Hofmeckler. Get the book. Unlock your muscle gene. Don't be one of the weaklings when the time comes to be strong. We'll be right back.
You want to hear?
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
When you take real performance enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Nick Williamelli posted on my Facebook a picture of evolution, Ori. It has a chimpanzee, and then it has prehistoric human hunched over, kind of like a chimpanzee. Then it has another prehistoric human standing slightly more erect, holding a knife in his hand. Then a straight up and down Homo sapien with a spear. Then a Homo sapien with a rake slightly bent over. Then another Homo sapien, a human with a jackhammer bent over. And then a human bent over in front of his computer that looks exactly like the chimpanzee at the beginning.
I really like it.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Ori, does the technology, virtual reality have any place in the concept of fight and flight triggered exercise?
There's no question that technology gave us the illusion that we don't need physical capacity to fight and flight. In fact, some of the theories say that the future soldiers will not be to be physically fit. They are going to sit.
Here's what I'm talking about. In order to activate the fight or flight mechanism, sometimes we have to do things that would be perilous. Not all of us are going to train like UFC fighters. What if there was a compound where you put a helmet on and you perceived that you were at risk, but you had to push a stone out of the way and you were lifting a rock or something, you know what I mean? And you're actually exerting yourself and you're being stimulated with fear at the same time.
Yeah, we talked about that, I believe, before. It's very important to understand that you don't need to fight or flight practically to mimic fight or flight activities. Your body is very sensitive to your moves and to the challenge that you take yourself. So as long as you combine strength and speed together, speed I mean upper body, lower body, punching, you can punch a bag. I showed certain kind of exercise that incorporate push and pull that very few, if any, are using. Yet we are apes. The most critical move that we do are push and pull. There are certain kind of amazing drills that you can do with a towel. I call it beach towel, B-I-T-C-H towel. It's a dreadful weapon that you can drill. My DVD, by the way, is coming very soon, and people can see actually what do I mean by incorporating strength and speed and fight-or-flight activity. But there's another element, and that's a critical element. It's the element of danger. Yes, we actually excel when under stress, and particularly when we sense danger. In fact, we need to train ourselves to encounter physical danger. That doesn't mean just sparring with another guy, but finding elements and doing elements that somehow give us the signal that we need to struggle with our survival. For instance, one of the CFT control fatigue training drills, it's called a stair drill. When you go with the weight up and down.
I've been doing it. I've been doing it, by the way.
Oh, you have been doing it. How did you feel?
Well, I'm doing it with five fingers on, so it's a little bit, I feel like I have more control on the staircase. What I'm doing is I'm grabbing two 40-pound dumbbells.
Okay.
I'm walking up the stairs correctly, but then coming back backwards, coming down backwards.
Exactly.
And you really have to focus. You really have to think when you come down backwards. And the first couple passes, I'm very awkward, but with each additional pass, I become more fluid until the last time I'm coming down not fast, but faster than I was crawling in the beginning. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you something, Carl. First of all, I'm glad you tried it. The more you try, the more you realize that your body under danger take every fiber possible. Your brain is extremely focused to keep you alive because one mistake, you're going to roll down the stairs.
Right.
With a 40 dumbbells hitting right. with a high velocity on your head, cracking your skull. Let me tell you, you know that. So when you finish a drill like this, and it sometimes take, hey, up to 10 or 15 minutes, this is a tough drill. And I can tell you, you're going to feel every inch of your body. This is not another walking.
Right.
If you're walking and lifting up and down, every inch in your body, in your shoulder, in your back, in your joints, is going to hurt. And it's an amazing stuff. You already described it, how you acquire the skill to look backward. It gives you an amazing capacity.
I'm not looking backwards. I'm looking
no,
straight at
you're not at, okay, looking, good. But you see backwards.
You know what the hard part for me is in the beginning is getting the slightly forward tilt, the slightly forward lean
yes.
to come down the stairs backwards. And using the five fingers, I can feel the stairs. I feel more confident. But you're exactly right. Now that I think about it, my senses are so sharp and so honed. Because even though I'm coming down what would appear to anyone watching me very slowly, I am very cautious not to misstep.
You are in the highest level of concentration. Everything in your body is now challenged. The point is you can make it the challenge greater and greater, like you can go skip two stairs or keep your hands with the dumbbells up, not up and down, just up constantly and go up and down.
Right.
Different kind of challenges. And you're going to feel it. But the point is, the sense of danger is good for you. You really want to challenge yourself. If you, something simple like jumping back, forward and backward above a bench, the jump backward is kind of frightening to many people. I highly recommend people to try that. The overall challenge is high intensity, short interval, combine strength and speed together, and get a danger, I would say get yourself a sense of danger. Even if you don't go on the stair, how about lifting heavy weight on one leg? How about lifting not even dumbbell, barbell? On one leg.
How about doing something that makes you feel uncomfortable?
Very uncomfortable.
You know what? I've realized as we age, it's not that we lose our energy, but our degree of perceived exertion. The example that I've been pondering recently, when I was a young boy, if something was upstairs on the second floor, I didn't even think about the stairs. I ran up the stairs to get it. As you age, when something is up on the second floor, you think to yourself, oh, I got to go up the stairs to get it. I'll go get it later.
This is very true.
The sense of perceived exertion is a greater threat than your lack of strength. Quite often we're strong enough to do it, but we don't want to do it. So I would challenge everybody out there, to go into the gym and do a movement that you have put off forever because you don't want to do it, because you don't want to try it. And try it with the lightest weight that you have to try it with, maybe the bar only. But start pushing yourself into uncomfortable. I'm not talking about physically uncomfortable. I'm talking about viscerally, emotionally uncomfortable movements. And start there, because that alone will cause that. I remember the first time I deadlifted, I could feel the soles of my feet. I was that focused on not hurting myself.
You know what, Carl, when you talk about this, let me tell you, all these big bodybuilders down there who listen to this show, go and choose yourself only 10 pounds, okay? 15 pounds, 20 pounds, if you're very strong. 20 pounds dumbbell. Go up and down the stair and try to sustain there nonstop for 3 minutes.
Backwards, up and down.
Yes.
Go up the right way, come back backwards, right.
I bet with you, if you can stay there for 3 minutes, I'm giving you all the respect in the world. Most likely you won't. And it's only 20 pounds dumbbell. Carl, I recently shot my video with some guys which are really in mint condition. Guys from highest, best American Special Forces units, Kung Fu fighters, I mean, people who are...
The elite of the elite.
Elite of the elite.
Right.
And you can see on the video the struggle. And I'm 30 pounds smaller than they are and over 30 years older than they are. My point is, I'm definitely not a superhuman, but because I've been training and eating this way, a footage cannot lie. You can say whatever you want, but in the footage you can see the truth. So I believe the DVD for me, it's kind of a manifesto to this philosophy that you can reach much older age and still not just be biologically young. Man, you can really kick ass. That's the point. So here it is. We need to exercise today in a way that fits biologically our species. We cannot afford training in a way that doesn't make sense. And Carl, again, I want to repeat myself. If you have a dog and you a dog breeder, or if you have a horse and you're a horse breeder, you must understand how this species needs to train. You cannot train a dog like a rabbit.
Right.
And you can't feed him like a rabbit. So usually vets or breeders, they really know very well the species that they train. And same with horses, of course. It's us human who don't have good breeders. We don't train in any way close to our biological program. Just being in the gym and huffing and puffing a 30-second set with heavy weight and then waiting another 5 minutes to lift another one is not the right way, I can tell you right now. Yes, you may be able to build a big muscle, but it's not functional enough. This muscle will not protect you biologically when you need it. And as you age, it is not going to keep you young. If, however, you add the other elements of strength, durability, speed, and a danger challenge, there is a very good chance that you're going to change your body and you shall have the right physical transformation to give you this biological supremacy that... or what we talked before, it's called ancestral supremacy.
Right.
Yes, you don't need to fight or fly. You don't need to go outdoor, unless you want to, and live in a cave. You just need to be smart enough to take your 15 minutes a day or 30 minutes a day and hit yourself hard enough with this challenge to methodically give your body the signal that it needs to transform to restore and regain its primal strength. And the reward is phenomenal.
Yeah, I have to believe it. You know what? I have been instinctively doing some of this stuff over the years, and now I understand the importance of it as well.
You know, Carl, I know quite a few bodybuilders. Some of them are good friends of mine. And I know how much they struggle with keeping themselves lean, many of them. It's really a struggle.
Right.
They had to keep the diet. There's a whole industry that gives them constantly supplement to keep themselves lean because they have a tendency to gain fat.
Right.
And in my opinion, it has a lot to do with the composition of the muscle. If they spend in the right, if they were spending the same time that they spend on building muscle, in exercise that improve the muscle fiber quality, they won't need even to hustle and bout with their leanness or body weight. In fact, the body will tend to be lean spontaneously. And that's a very important factor.
Ori, you stay fairly lean, don't you?
I'm very lean and I eat a lot.
And that's why I want, you know, a lot of people talk the talk. But I've always praised people who actually live what they're talking about. They walk the walk. Just out of curiosity, how lean are you on average?
I'm below 5% body fat. I don't really measure it.
But below 5% body fat. Most people have to take heroic measures to get to that point, and only for a short period of time can they sustain it, and then they can't hold it any longer, and they balloon back up. But you remain there throughout the year, don't you?
I remain there, and I eat a lot. I eat cal. I can easily say that the average is 3,500 calories, sometimes even 4,000 calories a day.
Yeah.
But I crave for the diet that I eat, and I believe that the diet that I eat is a healthy diet. My diet is completely low glycemic. My fuel food is completely primal. I mean, I don't touch anything refined. I don't eat bread, grains, refined flour, not even rice. I eat a lot of protein and primal protein. My protein is minimum cooked. I don't eat meat. That's for most humanitarian reason. But I can destroy sometimes 20 eggs a day, 10 yolks, easily.
Right.
There's no problem.
You ever do raw eggs, Ori?
I don't like raw eggs.
Okay.
I don't like, and I'm not sure about the avidin, you know,
yeah,
the white,
yeah,
metabolism. I believe that it's slightly, I mean, slightly poached egg.
I like that. I like a soft boiled egg. That's what I like.
Me
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I can prove you that it's better digestible. It doesn't cause you any metabolic stress. Raw eggs, I tried it a few times. It's harder to digest than actually slightly poached. And I do believe that you should enjoy the diet. We have to use our sense of taste, smell, and aroma to choose what we eat. It's part of our training. Humans in the past never touched anything that didn't taste good to them, you know? If they had to do it, they had to do it. But sense of taste and smell was always very critical. And I do prefer the taste of slightly poached eggs.
Ori, we're coming to the end of the interview. A couple things I want to mention. I have a new mantra. Every couple months I have a new mantra. My new mantra is human husbandry. Because the introduction of grains and corns and all of these foods that were designed to quote unquote feed the masses is when the government started to dabble in what I like to call human husbandry. We talk about animal husbandry, where we take animals from their natural habitat and we bring them into cages and we feed them artificial diets so that we can prey upon them.
Farm animals, yes.
Well, we are farm people today. The government
Absolutely.
Is practicing human husbandry. We were never designed to eat grains and corns, and I don't care if we ate it thousands of years ago.
I totally agree. In my first book, The Warrior Diet, I went deep into the research to prove that the Egyptian,
right,
by the way, a great culture, but not really a culture of warrior. They were bad warrior. And you can look at Egyptian sculptures which were close to real and drawing. They were soft people.
Yes.
At the same time,
listen,
they invented
the toothbrush because they were the first group of people to have tooth decay.
Yeah, they were a grain-oriented society. That was their thing, storing grain, eating cakes and bread, etc. You move at the same time to the Philistine or to the Minoic, to the early, you know, the ancestor of the ancient Greeks, and you can see a muscular, lean society who lives on the earth, great society of warrior. Basically, they live on the earth, anything that came from the earth, like roots, beans, cheese, and meat, that's what they eat. So one society is living on the bottom of the food chain, much more frugal. The Spartan took it to the extreme. In the Spartan culture, you were not even allowed to touch anything that tastes nice or delicate during the day.
Yeah, sweet or anything like that.
And
right.
Look how they look like. Right. Look how they perform. So we already see the evidence of thousands of years ago of degradation, physical degradation of the human species as a result of shifting into a grain-rich diet.
And what I call human husbandry, because this is when humans abandoned the natural diet that they prefer, which is predominantly animal protein and fat.
Yes.
For easily attainable, easily reproducible, lazy foods, which are grains and beans and corn and soy. And this is when everything went wrong. And today, the government invests in these crops, and they need us to eat these crops in order to get their investment back. And this is where the illness is coming from today.
It is the grain even more than the beans.
Yeah, I agree.
It is the grains that manipulate our brain and soften it. It's the grains that give us this domination of hunger hormone. It's the grains that eventually, indirectly, will shatter your testosterone. It's the grains that make people obese. It's the grain and sugar that absolutely shatter our lifespan. And now, the worst of it, they combine sugar, grain, and fat together to create you candies. Or even
and the wrong kind of fat. That's
yeah,
the problem.
Nutritional bars. Hey, you think you're getting some healthy bar? Check the ingredients. Virtually the same amount of protein and sugar and fat combined together. Wrong. Fat and sugar is the worst combination. Worst combination. It's the enemy of the hormone leptin, and without leptin, your metabolism shutter down completely. It's not just take away your insulin, take your leptin and everything else. Yes, sugar and fat together, that means all chocolates are wrong. All candy bars are wrong.
What about what about the 90% chocolate that has almost no sugar at all in it? It's just cocoa.
Less collateral damage, let's put it like this. It's better, but it's still wrong. We created now a chocolate. It's called whey chocolate. It's the first chocolate in the world that all sugar has been taken completely out.
Wow.
All carbohydrates. Yet, it tastes like a good chocolate. It has pound for pound, twice as much protein than red meat. It looks like a chocolate candy. But the point is, with technology, Carl, we can create amazing stuff. We can actually overpower and surpass the obstacles. But many of us choose not to. Not recognizing that our brain has been manipulated to crave the worst stuff. In Unlock Your Muscle Gene, I critically pointed to all the worst element that looks obvious and try to show people how to train themselves to move back into the primal state that it's supposed to be. Carl, when you go to a supermarket, you are different. Most people, they feel comfortable. They see faces like Quaker Oats, Aunt Jemima, Betty Crocker, all these names that look so cozy and homey. Let me tell you, these people are waiting for you in hell. They want to take you right there. These are your worst enemies. They kill more people than Stalin, Hitler, and all together.
You're right.
These are the worst. Look at all this morning cereal that looks so healthy. They are morning cereals. Let me tell you, none of them is good. None of them worth anything.
No.
So, can we be superhumans today? Yes. How many of us are ready to do it? I don't know.
Yeah, because it takes courage. It takes a lot of courage because, first of all, you have to abandon all that you hear and read in today's society in the media, and you have to challenge all that you read and hear in today's society in the media first. That's the hard part. Ori, do you care if people download the book on Kindle? And somebody said that they downloaded the book on their iPhone from Amazon. Can you do that?
I'm sure. I think it's available in an e-book. So I'm sure that they can download it, yes.
So you don't have to, if you want to be impatient and you want to get the book right away, go to Amazon.com today. You must get the book, Unlock Your Muscle Gene. I promise you that books will follow that will exploit and expand on Ori's concept here. He is the first and only person to talk about this. When you find somebody who is burning a trail with original thought, you have to pay them homage. You have to learn their information. This is going to be a seminal work. I promise you, years from now, people will still be talking about the book, Unlock Your Muscle Gene. Ori, I know that you don't do interviews anymore. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Carl. I always enjoy talking to you, and I really consider you to be a great friend.
Thank you, Ori. And we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, I want to wrap up with a little something that I heard on TV this morning that I want to rail against. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
You ready? You ready?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter urethane series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets
diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, I've been getting up early and doing my cardio like I used to. I'm getting back into it here. So about 6 o'clock this morning, I was on the treadmill. Maybe it was a little bit long, later than that, 6:30. And turned the TV on and, you know, clicking through the stations. And I came across a show called The Buzz. And I think it was on a TV station called WMYO. I'm not sure. You know, all these cable channels, I can't keep track. Anyway, and just as I came upon it, I noticed that they were talking about, it was called The Formula for Love. Formula for Love. And being a true romantic, you know, I turned up the volume and sat there and I'm listening to it. And what they said was that for every 20 pounds a man is overweight, he must have a minimum of a 2% increase in salary to overcome the negative effects of his 20 pound of fat that he's carrying. And for every 20 pounds of weight a woman carries, she must be more intelligent, have a higher degree of intelligence to compensate for the physical detraction of the additional weight. And I'm listening to this and I'm realizing that there is an overall push in the United States and maybe abroad. I mean, I'm only watching the TV here, obviously, at this point in time. And maybe this is going on in other countries as well, but I doubt it. But there's an overall push in the United States for a greater acceptance of obesity. The premise of accepting obesity is a dangerous premise. It's being promoted by people who perhaps have tried to lose weight but can't because they're being misinformed. They're going to average dietitians who follow the Dietetic Association's protocols for, you know, a healthy diet is laden in breads and cereals and so on and so forth. And they are doing the wrong types of exercises and they're following the wrong types of protocols and ergo they can't lose any weight. So they throw their hands up and they say, gee, you know, I guess this is my destiny. Let me embrace it. I will be fat gracefully, and be happy anyway. And this is so dangerous. This goes hand in hand with the notion that by the year 2030, 50% of the American population will be obese. I've said it before, I'll say it again. That fact alone poses a greater threat to our society, our economic and social and medical stability as a superpower than anything else in our sights today. Terrorism, bailing out the banks, all that stuff is meaningless compared to half of the population being obese and sick. Because remember, the reason that we can overcome a lot of the financial adversities we have today is because we have a working population. Okay, granted, unemployment is at just above 10%, some say now. So, but 90% of the population is still working, still employed. And when 50% of the population is sick, you can bet that the majority of them will be going on government-funded programs because they will not be able to work. They will be draining the medical system. They will be draining the programs that are designed to help people who legitimately are
not able to work, you know, what do they call them? Entitlement programs. And it's going to crush the country because then all of the problems we have are going to be magnified a thousandfold. Imagine you have an 8-cylinder engine and you're pulling a lot of weight. You'd like to get the weight off of your car, but it's just not realistic right now. But you got this 8-cylinder engine and all 8 cylinders firing and you're going up a hill. And while you know there's a great strain on your car, you know you'll make it. You just have to take your time and you'll get to the top of the hill. Now imagine 4 of the cylinders stop working. So now all of the weight that you are pulling and the steepness of the hill are exacerbated and magnified 1,000-fold. And chances are the car is going to stop going forward and going to start going backwards. And you're going to end up in a pile of crashed metal mess. And that's where this country is going. So when I see these types of messages, these seemingly harmless messages to embrace obesity, accept obesity, the guy who wants White Castles to make his chair wider, the table further from the chair so he can fit his robust body in there. The people who complain that the seats in different public venues are too small for them. The people who complain that they are discriminated against because they are obese. The people who complain that people make fun of them because they're obese. I mean, you name it. I mean, I'm kind of belaboring some of the same things here. When you see these people who want us to embrace obesity, we must fight back. Now, I'm not saying to be mean, and maybe I've been mean in the past, but I've been fat. And I've been the target of that ridicule, and I remember it. And guess what? I didn't like being fat. I didn't say to people, hey, don't make fun of me because I'm fat. You need to accept me. I didn't accept me because I was fat. I didn't like being fat. And I really believe that most fat people don't want to be fat. Well, we can help set them free. We can help fat people not be fat. Because that's really what they want. Trust me. They don't want to be fat. But we cannot allow the mainstream media, through the promotion of TV shows like Mike and Molly. I saw a coming attraction for Mike and Molly the other day, and they were talking about how he couldn't find his cereal bowl, and he was saying, "My cereal bowl is the perfect size for a serving size that I like of cereal." And she says, and then Molly says, "Yeah, and you could also bathe a baby in it," implying that his cereal bowl was so big. These shows are designed to appeal to those people who are obese and embracing obesity and going, well, see, it's okay. Mike and Molly are obese and near death and it's okay. Do not embrace obesity. When you see these messages, you must lash out against them. You must speak up about it. You must say, no, obesity is not a good thing. Look, it would be like having TV shows with people who are addicted to heroin. Let's do that show. Let's have a show about people who are addicted to heroin and let's make them be social pillars and nice people and they keep jobs and they raise kids and they have this great life, but they have this little secret that they shoot heroin and they're stoned sometimes and we'll make fun of the jokes about being stoned, about, oh, well, I pooped my pants last night. Oh, that's so funny, blah, blah, blah. No, that's an absurdity, right? You're saying, Carl, well, that's stupid. Of course it's stupid. We would not embrace and accept that the population, 50% of the population become heroin addicts. We would not embrace and accept that 50% of the population become child molesters. We would not accept and embrace any of these aberrant behaviors. And obesity, the inability to control what you eat, is an aberrant behavior. It's the flip side of anorexia. I got an idea. There we go. The obese people are going to say, well, that's a poor example, Carl. Heroin addicts and child molesters. Okay, you're right. I got an idea. Let's start a new TV show called Mitch and Sticky. And these are two people who suffer from anorexia nervosa. And we can do funny skits about how they help each other vomit after meals. And you didn't hold my hair back and I got vomit in my hair when I came back out to my mother. She had to pick a piece of corn out of my hair. We can do all these funny skits about people who have anorexia and that they're killing themselves from not eating enough. And what they do eat, they vomit up. And we'll do a really funny show about it because that is the flip side of the aberrant behavior that is being endorsed on Mike and Molly. I mean, it's ridiculous. So when you see these things that are designed to make us go, oh, you know, oh, being fat isn't that bad. You know, okay, so they can't help themselves. We must speak out against it. We must speak out against it. And if you don't feel like speaking out against it, at least acknowledge it in your head and say, you know what? Being obese is not a good thing. It's not something that we should embrace. It's actually something that's dangerous for the country. It's dangerous for the country, okay? And maybe we need to help these obese people. Maybe the things that we know as superhumans can actually help them reach their goals of not being obese. I just wanted to speak about that. Okay. We will see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. And don't forget, buy Ori Hofmeckler's book, Unlock Your Muscle Gene. Also, visit his website, defensenutrition.com.